السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. برادران و خواهران گرامی، ماه ذی‌الحجه ماه بسیار ارزشمند در اسلام است و بر اساس دعایی که در این ماه وارد شده است، روزهای برجسته و با فضیلتی که بر برخی از روزهای سال ترجیح دارد قرار دارد. کنگره عظیم حج و وسیله حجاج در این ماه در مکه برگزار می‌گردد. روز عرفه را که روز بزرگ ارتباط انسان با خداست، نه تنها برای حاجیان، برای همه مؤمنان در سراسر جهان، روز ویژه است. روز عید قربان، روز عید بزرگ اسلام، یکی از اعیاد بزرگ اسلامی در دهم این ماه قرار دارد و همچنین روز هجدهم این ماه روز عید قدیر که عید الله الاکبر نام گرفته است. روزهای با ارزش و با فضیلت و با برکت، من این ایام فرخنده و خجسته و مبارک رو به شما برادران و خواهران گرامی تبریک و تهنیت عرض میکنم.
Ayatollah Moise started his speech with praises of words of praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking him for giving us the opportunity to be here, and especially mentioned that we have now entered the month of Zilhijjah. The month of Zilhijjah is full of many important events. Apart from events, this month we have been recommended to make lots of du'as, and so many supplications have been recommended during this month, this holy month. And first of them, he pointed out, Hajj is the most important event in this month, for which he called it as a international conference, that Muslims from all over the world get together and do some rituals and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the Hajj season. The day of Arafah is another important event in this month. This is the day when people establish a connection with the Lord Almighty Allah, and this day is not only for Hujjaj. Muslims all over the world can take benefits and advantages of Yawm al-Arafah wherever they are. And the fourth event that is important in this month is Eid al-Qurban, or Eid, when we sacrifice, the Hujjaj sacrifice the animal and celebrate the Eid. And this is one of the big Eids of Islam and Muslims. And 18th of Zilhijjah is also another big event, which is called Eid al-Ghadir, which has been known or named as Eidullah al-Akbar, one of the Eids, Allah's greatest Eids. And therefore, I would like to congratulate all of you for all these events that we will be facing during this holy month.
تشکر میکنم از برادران و خواهران اهل البیت اسلامیک میشن ایم که این کنفرانس رو برگزار کرده اند. گرچه زودتر از ایام قدیر، از روز عید قدیر است، اما به خاطر فرصت هایی که شاید نمی بود و ناگزیر در این روز برگزار شده است، پیرامون مسئله امامت و ولایت، این کنفرانس البته با همکاری مرکز اسلامی برای این کنفرانس و برکاتی که انشالله خواهد داشت از خداوند متعال طلب توفیق میکنم که انشالله که کنفرانس پربرکتی باشد انشالله.
After that, Ayatollah Ramazi paid thanks to the coordinators and organizers of the Ahlul Bayt Islamic Mission AIM for organizing this conference at this center with cooperation of Islamic Center of England. And he would like to congratulate this event, although it is being organized much earlier than 18th of Zilhijjah due to some programs, other programs that we will be having during that time. So we are organizing this program much earlier than 18th of Zilhijjah, but we are all here together, and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that inshallah the blessings that we will achieve from this organizing this conference and program will benefit all from that.
من فرصتم خیلی محدود وقت، نمیخوام زیاد وقت شما رو بگیرم، برنامه‌های اصلی ان شاء الله. به عنوان مقدمه و کسی که میخواهد اون طرح کلی بحث امامت و ولایت رو مطرح کند، در اینجا چند دقیقه خدمت شما عرایزی رو تقدیم میدارم.
The time is limited. I would not take much of your time, but just in order to start this conference and discussion on the issue, on the subject of imamat and wilayat, I will raise few points and discuss it here.
Imamat یکی از اصول مذهب شیعه است.
Imamat is one of the principles of Shia madhab.
و امامت عهدی است بین خدا و امام.
امامت is it's a kind of covenant between God and holy imam.
عهد بودن امامت با خدا، این پیمان امام شدن، از آیه شریفه میفهمیم که ابراهیم علی نبی و علی و علیه السلام وقتی به مقام امامت قرار گرفت و خدا او رو امام قرارش داد، از خدا خواست که ذریه او هم به این مقام نائل شوند و خداوند فرمود همه ذریه تو نمیتوانند، آنانی که از ذریه تو از ظالمان هستند به این مقام نخواهند رسید. با این کلام قرآن می‌فرماید لا ینال و عهد از ظالمین، عهد و پیمان امامت با ظالمان برقرار نمی‌گردد. معلوم میشه که امامت عهدی است بین امام و خدا.
Then he elaborated on the point that he mentioned earlier that Imamat is a covenant between God and a holy imam. Then he said that this can be derived from the verse of Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relation to Hazrat Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim, says that when Ibrahim was being appointed as an imam, he requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this imamat and this position to be transferred to his progeny. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reply said لا ينال عهد الظالمين, that this will be transferred to your progeny, but not all of them will get, and those who do not who will not receive this position will be the oppressors. So oppressors are not going to receive this position of imamat in the progeny of Ibrahim.
مسئله دیگر این که امامت یک مقامی است که باید از طرف خدا تعیین شود، معین گردد، خدا امام را معین کند. قرآن می‌فرماید به ابراهیم و از ابتلا ابراهیم ربه به کلمات فأتمهن قال انی جاعلک للناس اماما، من تو را امام قرار دادم. جعل امامت از سوی خداست. دو آیه دیگر، و جعلنا منهم ائمه یهدون به امرنا، ما برخی از زراری ابراهیم رو، پیامبران گذشته رو امام و بعدی ها رو امام قرار دادیم. جعلنا منهم ائمه. در سوره انبیا میفرماید و جعلناهم ائمه. این سه تا آیه شریفه کفایت میکند در این که ما بدانیم از نظر مبانی اعتقادی مقام امامت رو خدا باید تعیین کند، انسان نمیتواند امام رو انتخاب کند.
Then he continued and mentioned that imamat is a position which is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore it cannot be given or appointed, an imam cannot be appointed by people. And then he quoted three verses of Holy Quran to attest his point. One of them is in relation to Prophet Ibrahim, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says idibtala Ibrahim, is ibtala
Ibrahim rabbuhu,
Ibrahim rabbuhu
bikalimatin mahun qala inni ja'iluka lin-nas imama,
qala inni ja'iluka lin-nas imama. That Allah, this word ja'iluka lin-nas imama is by Allah. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appointing Ibrahim to be imam. And then another, he quoted two more verses of Holy Quran. In one of them, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَيْمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بَأَمْرِنَا, that we are the ones who appoint imams from people to guide people on the right path. And then another verse of Holy Quran from Surah Al-Anbiya, again, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same word, جَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَيْمَّةً, to prove the point he wanted to make was that appointment of an imam is from God and not from people.
مسئله دیگر، امام باید حتما معصوم باشد، نمیتواند امام معصوم نباشد، به دلائل عقلی و نقلی. عقل آن که کسی که میخواهد هادی باشد اگر معصوم نباشد اطمینانی کسی بهش نداره، این دلیل عقلیش. دلیل نقلی آیه قرآن کریم که وقتی ابراهیم خواست بگوید این امامت به همه ذریه من میرسد، خداوند فرمود ظالمان نه. ظالم تنها ستمگر بر افراد نیست، کسی که به خود هم ظلم کند، گناه شرک داشته باشد، او ظالم است. و ان الشرک لظلم عظیم، قرآن میگه شرک ظلم بزرگه. کسی که یه مدتی بت پرست بوده است ولو بعد توبه هم کرده باشد و مؤمن شده باشد، چون متلبس شده است به ظلم و به شرک، دیگر نمیتواند امام باشد. بنابراین امام باید حتما معصوم باشد.
Then he moved to the next point, which is the infallibility of an imam. And for infallibility of an imam, he said we have two reasons. We can bring two reasons to prove that an imam should be an infallible. One, that our intellect, our wisdom, doesn't allow us to accept someone who's not suitable to be our leader. And then he quoted some verses of Holy Quran that to prove that imamat will not be given to person who has been oppressor. And then he explained the meaning of oppressor. Normally we say the person who has oppressed someone else is called an oppressor, but here what it means, if I commit a sin against myself, for example, if I commit a sin, I am being oppressor against myself. So the position of imamat cannot be even given to the person who has committed sin. And therefore he pointed out that those who spent some of their life or part of their life worshipping idols, and then became true believers would not receive this position of imamat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Holy Quran. And Prophet Ibrahim, when he requested to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was clearly told that oppressors will not reach this, gain this position. So imamat can only be given to the person who has never committed sin.
امام باید عالم و آگاه باشد به همه آنچه که انسانهایی که آنان را میخواهد هدایت کند مایحتاج آنها، چه تو در امر دنیوی و چه در امر اخروی، باید به همه آنها عالم باشد. اگر عالم نباشد چگونه هدایت کند، چگونه رهبری کند؟
An imam should be aware of everything, aware of the problems that people may face and the needs that people may have in this world and the world hereafter. Imam should be aware of all these problems, all these issues, and if an imam is not aware of them, how can that person be an imam? So imam has to have the knowledge of everything, in this knowledge of this world and the knowledge of the world hereafter.
امام باید دارای ذاتی باشد، شایستگی داشته باشد که خداوند دائما او را تأییدش کند، مؤید من عند الله باشد. اگر دارای این ذاتی و شایستگی ذاتی نباشد و از سوی خدا تأیید نشود، در مسیر هدایت انسانها دچار افت و خیزهایی می شود که نمی تواند انسانها را هدایت کند. قرآن می فرماید و جعلناهم ائمة يهدون بأمرنا و اوحينا اليهم فعل الخيرات و اقام الصلاة و ايتاء الزكاة و كانوا لنا عابدين. اوحينا اليهم فعل الخيرات، این مسئله به معنای تأییدی خاص از سوی خداوند متعال است. بحث گسترده‌ای داره، جاش الان نیست، فقط خواستم اشاره ای کرده باشم.
Then he continued and mentioned that another quality that an imam should have is that he should be constantly and continuously be supported and assisted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if an imam is not supported and guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would end up misleading people, because he would not have that continuous connection and continuous support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he pointed out the verses of Holy Quran which support this point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Holy Quran says that we appoint the imams and then we guide them, and then in the same verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we constantly give them revelations in doing the good. And then the verse of Holy Quran mentions the list of the worships, like paying zakat and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing other responsibilities and duties in our life. But while an imam is guiding people to do these responsibilities and duties, they are constantly and continuously guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the point that he wanted to make. And although this requires a detailed discussion, but there is no time to elaborate more on this point.
شرایط دیگری هم هست که فرصت نیست بیان کنم، انشاءالله در یه فرصت مفصلتری بحثش باید بکنم. همینقدر بگم امام که هدایت به امر می کند، جعلناهم ائمه یهدون به امرنا، یا جعلنا منهم ائمه یهدون به امرنا، حادیست امام، یعنی فقط بیان می کند، نصیحت می کند، ارشاد می کند. خب پیامبران، نبی خبر می آورد و می گوید، رسول ابلاغ می کند فقط، خب اونها هم بیان می کردن، اما نبی و رسول امام نیستند. امامت مقامی بالاتر از نبوت و رسالت است که خداوند، ابراهیم نبی، اولا ابراهیم مقام عبودیت کامل رو داشت، نبی بود، رسول بود، خلیل بود، بعد از اون همه امتحانات تازه خدا فرمود من تو را امام قرارت دادم. امامت مقام بالاتری است از رسالت و نبوت، و پیامبران داشتن برخیشون، پیغمبر اکرم هم دارد، اما مقام امامت فقط بیان کردن نیست، راه رو فقط نشون دادن نیست، بلکه امام بر اساس اون امر ملک، قدرت ملکوتی که در اختیار او هست و ولایت تکوینیه‌ای که دارد، ایصال الی المطلوب میکند، یعنی انسان رو حرکت میدهد تا به مقصد برسد، نه تنها راهنمایی میکند بلکه او را به مقصود میرساند. این مقام بالاترین مقام است که تصرف بر قلب و دل انسان هاست.
Then he pointed out that there are many other conditions, and there, again, there is not much time to discuss every single point of that. The most important point is that Imam is, as mentioned earlier, guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam is the one who advises people. Imam is the one who encourages people. Imam is the one who teaches them to the right path. Then he mentioned the differences in the positions of Nabi, Rasul and Imam, and mentioned that Nabi is someone who brings news. Rasul is someone who makes the message reach to people. But Imam is above Nabi and Rasul in responsibilities. And then he explained that the reason why we say Imam is above than Nabi and Rasul in responsibilities, because he is the one who makes sure that message reaches to the people. And his responsibility is Isal ila al-Maktub, which means that he has to make sure that people reach to the target. He has to make sure that people reach to the message they need to practice in their life. Therefore, Imamat is above Nabi and Rasul in responsibilities. And then he mentioned also that Ibrahim, first he was the best servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he was Khalil, then he was Rasul, then he was Nabi, and the last position that he was given was Imamat, because this was a very important position. And Imam Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim, is not the only prophet who reached this position. There were other prophets as well, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was one of them who had all these three responsibilities and positions. So according to what he explained, Imamat is a position that is assisted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Imam is the person who makes you reach to the aim, he makes you reach to the target, and without him we cannot be guided properly.
اما ولایت، من خیلی مختصر عرض میکنم دیگه وقت رو نمیگیرم. ولایت اون مقامی است که خداوند متعال به اون انسانهایی که عرض کردم به مقام امامت میرسند، آنان را ولی و سرپرست انسانها قرار میدهد. ولی یعنی سرپرست، یعنی به تمام معنا تحت نظر او، امر او، هدایت او، خواسته او حرکت کردن. ولی چنین مقامی رو دارد که هر کسی به این مقام نمی رسد. البته توجه دارید که این مقام ولایت در طول مقام ولایت اللهی است، نه در عرض، چون اگر عرض باشد شرک می شود، یکی خدا ولی باشد، یکی دیگری ولی، همونطوری که کفار شیطان رو ولی گرفتن و دیگران رو ولی گرفتن، مشرک شدند. نه، موحدان ولایت خدا، انما ولیکم الله و رسوله، در طول ولایت خدا از سوی خدا رسول، والذین آمنوا الذین یقیمون الصلاة و یؤتون الزکات و هم راکعون. این مقام ولایت یعنی در مسیر همون هدایت قرار دادن انسانها، که هم تشریعی است ولایت، هم تکوینی است ولایت، و رابطه مؤمنان با ولی چه رابطه ای باید باشد، فرصت کوتاه است. همین مقدار بگم، رابطه محبت، معرفت و اطاعت. نمی شود محبت باشد معرفت نباشد، نمی شود معرفت باشد محبت نباشد. وقتی انسان موجود کامل رو شناخت، عشق می‌ورزه، و نمی شود محبت باشد و معرفت باشد اطاعت نباشد. آنان هادی‌اند، آنان سرپرستند، آنان ولی‌اند. ما مؤمنان هم ان شاء الله از موالیان هستیم. رابطه طرفینی هستش، تأثیر و تأثر بحث مفصلی است. خواستم فقط اشاره ای کرده باشم فهرستوار. ان شاء الله دوستان بحثاشون در همین زمینه انجام خواهد شد. اگر به نظرم میرسد در این رابطه حتما باید مقاله ای تهیه بشه که نوشته شده فراوان در این زمینه کتاب، اما به اندازه یک مقاله رو من همینجا قول میدم مرکز اسلامی در زمینه ولایت ولو شده با همکاری دوستانمون تهیه بکنیم، در خدمتتون خواهم بود.
The other point that Atalamaisi mentioned was regarding vilayat and what is the vilayat, and he defined the meaning of vilayat, and he mentioned that vilayat is a position that is given to an imam. And imam, when we say that vilayat is a position given to imam, which means that when an imam becomes wali, that means he is the guardian, he is the leader, he is the supporter, he is the one who takes care of us, and every action that we do, we have to do it under his supervision and under according to his instructions. This is the true meaning of vilayat, that we have to follow. We have to consider him as wali, and we should be muwali. That means we should be the followers of our wali, and this is the point that is only given to an imam. And the other point that he mentioned, that we have to be very careful that we should not make the walis to equal to Allah, and because if we make wali equal to Allah, that becomes shirk. A wali should guide people to follow the vilayat of Allah and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and lead them to the right path. So we should not make them equal, parallel wali to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it will become shirk. But when an imam, and when we believe in imam who is guiding people towards the right path and in vilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we follow their orders and instructions, we become the followers, the true followers of imam. The other point that he wanted to mention was the connection of believers to their wali and the followers to the wali. And that can be defined very briefly in 3 points, that the followers should love their wali, followers should have the ma'rifah and understanding and awareness of wali, and the last point that a wali, a mawali, the follower, has to do is to be obedient to the teachings and guidance of the wali. And then he mentioned that purely loving a wali will not benefit us, or purely loving the wali and having the awareness of wali will not benefit us. The only thing that will benefit us, that we combine love and ma'rifah and obedience of wali all together. Without this, we will not reach anywhere, we will not be successful. Anyway, he said there are many points that could be discussed, and he is wishing that other speakers will elaborate more on these points, and he promises that with the help and support of you, especially the AIM, we will produce a leaflet giving the proper definition of imamat and wilayat after this conference. So he is requested to all of you to make an effort to produce this useful leaflet after this conference.
پیامبر اکرم بعد از حجۃ الوداع در سرزمین قدیر خم به روز 18 ذیحجه ولی و امام را پس از خود معرفی کرد و وظیفه پیامبر بود هدایت کند انسانها را، او مسئولیتش بود و نمی توانست از دنیا برود و مردم را رها کند. ولی و امام را معرفی کرد و فرمود من کنت مولاه فهذا علی مولاه. خدا را شاکریم که ما را به این راه هدایت کرد. الحمدلله الذی هدانا لهذا و ما کنا لنهتدی لولا ان هدانا الله. عید قدیر که میرسد بر همه شما مبارک بود.
And at the end, Ayatollah Moisi pointed out the 18th, about mentioned a few points about the 18th of Zilhijjah, and mentioned that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on 18th of Zilhijjah in the plains of Qadir called everyone and introduced Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam as the wali, and he mentioned man kuntu mawlah fahada aliyun mawlah, whoever I have been their guardian, and from Ali will be their guardian. And it would not if he had not done this responsibility, he would have not completed the mission, because it was Prophet Muhammad's responsibility as a wali to introduce the next wali after him, because it would have been wrong to leave people without a wali after him. So that's what he did. He conveyed the message and handed over the wilayat to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that alhamdulillah he has guided us to be the wali, followers of wali of Prophet Muhammad, the wali that has been introduced by Prophet Muhammad. And I congratulate the Eid al-Ghadir ahead of time to all of you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.